90.5 WKAR in Current State. I'm Mark Bayshore. Clarinetist Guy Yehuda and pianist Ralph Vodopek were not only busy on the concert stage this past season, but also in the recording studio. The two just released a recording of Johannes Brahms and Max Reger sonatas on Lansing's Blue Griffin Recordings label. WKAR's Peter Worf caught up with Yehuda by phone recently. Yehuda is at a summer music festival in Fresno, California. Guy started things off by talking about the significance of the Brahms sonatas and the composer's life and times.
Brahms, at that time, around 1890-1891, was already set to retire from composing. He was already a very well-known and respected composer and a wealthy composer as well. And he was ready to put his pen down and not compose anymore. And lucky for us, clarinet players, he met a wonderful clarinet player by the name of Richard Mühlfeld, who apparently was such a wonderful musician and a wonderful clarinet player with a beautiful velvety tone. As we recall, and that he alone convinced Brahms to not go ahead with his early retirement plan and continue to compose for the clarinet. Because of that, we have wonderful output for the clarinet, starting with the clarinet trio, Opus 114. The clarinet quintet, and the two sonatas, Opus 120 for clarinet and piano. That's the quite a lot about the ability of Mühlfeld and what kind of a wonderful clarinet he was to elicit that kind of a reaction from a composer as Brahms. And Brahms was really impressed by him and just wrote all of this music for him upon hearing Mühlfeld playing the Weber clarinet quintet and the clarinet concerto and Mozart clarinet concerto. So in a sense, Brahms is following a tradition of composers writing for performers.
Yeah, I'm thinking, based on the chamber works that Brahms wrote for Richard Mühlfeld and other works, that Brahms really had an affection, a real fondness for the clarinet. Also, I'm thinking of pieces like the Third Symphony.
That's right. He always used the clarinet in a very particular way, very lyrical, at times somber. You can hear it, of course, in the Fourth Symphony, the slow movement. So even before meeting Mühlfeld, I think he had an affinity to the instrument. And the clarinet as a whole has a very special place in Romanticism. I think it lends itself to that era, to this kind of lyrical, velvety sound, very, very expressive. something that romantic composers found very, very appealing. So more so when eventually he had a more of a personal connection with Mühlfeld, I think he took it to the next level to really utilize the clarinet as the main protagonist in his output.
I'm speaking with clarinetist Guy Yehuda here on Current State. We're talking about his new Blue Griffin recording collection of the Brahms clarinet sonatas, sonatas for clarinet and piano, and those by Max Reger as well. How does this clarinet tradition then carry on to Reger, the other composer on your new disc?
This is where it deviates.
Okay.
Slightly. With Reger, Reger wrote his sonatas not influenced by a clarinet player, as we've seen so far, but by a composer and his output, mainly Brahms. And that's why we decided to do this CD and have those pair of sonatas right after the other, because that's how they were conceived. Reger heard a performance of the Brahms sonatas played by his former piano teacher, and he got very excited. And there's an anecdote that he said, well, I will write two of those too after hearing the two Brahms sonatas. And he did. And he wrote it in a supersonic speed, really. He wrote the first sonata in 2 weeks. And the second sonata followed in a week and a half after. So he was able to write very, very fast. The language of Reger is different in a sense that it's taking the idiom of Brahms and Romanticism a few notches forward.
In what ways?
When you listen to those sonatas, you can still hear the past, but also the future. And what I mean by that? You can hear where Reger is coming from with this romanticized way of writing, beautiful lyrical phrasing. But the new element that is getting into picture here is this extended chromaticism. When you hear Reger, you can kind of imagine what would have happened if, for instance, Schoenberg would have not discovered his new 12-tone series.
Clarinetist Guy Yehuda and pianist Ralph Votopek have just released their Blue Griffin Recordings disc of the clarinet sonatas, Opus 120 by Johannes Brahms and the Opus 49s of Max Reger. Guy, thanks a lot for the conversation about the disc, and safe and musical travels to you this summer.
Thank you very much.
For Current State, this is Peter Whorf.